The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. We are quickly approaching the end of 2024, and if you have not purchased an investment property yet this year and it's been one of your goals, I need you to listen very closely. I know many of you live in areas where it's so expensive and investment properties seem impossible. I'm talking about some of the big cities, so LA, New York City, maybe even Seattle, Atlanta, places in Florida, and the list goes on. If you know that where you live is too expensive, I need you to lock in right now. Investing out of state changed my life as somebody living in California. I now invest in Ohio and I'm growing my portfolio. It's something that's possible. You just need the right information and execution. So if that's you, if you want to learn how to invest out of state, go to outofstatemoney.com and there is a free training that'll outline the steps for you and help you understand exactly what it takes. So go to outofstatemoney.com or simply go to the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast, episode 231. Before we get into this, if you haven't already, please be sure to leave a rating and review wherever you're listening to the show. It'd help us go up in the rankings and help us to reach more people and spread this important message to our community all over the world. So definitely thank you in advance for that. All right. So as you may know, condo special assessments are forcing a lot of people to have to sell their homes or sell their condos for literal pennies on the dollar. And the sad thing is a lot of these folks are seniors who may have nowhere else to go. So in this episode, we're going to hear from some people. We're going to hear from some people who are condo owners who are being forced to pay thousands in special assessments literally overnight. And we're going to learn about why exactly this is happening. We're going to be focused on Florida today. And so definitely make sure you stick around to the end because there's a story at the end that to me is the most heartbreaking. So make sure you stick around for that. So let's jump into it. And we're going to learn about a gentleman who is a condo owner that got a special assessment of over $200,000.
Sleepless nights? Every night. I don't know where we're going to live or how we're going to live.
Howard Konitz never thought he'd be in this situation at 79 years old.
We can't afford it. We can't afford it. We're going to go broke.
Konitz and his wife Sheila have lived in their two-bedroom, two-bath Williams Island condo for 10 years. The retired couple had their financial future all planned out.
Elevator modernization.
That was until they were recently hit with a special assessment.
The total assessment for the apartment we're sitting in is what?
Approximately $224,000.
When you say that number, can you believe it?
No. Not at all.
That's on top of their monthly maintenance that's gone from $1,500 to $3,000.
So this man is 79 years old and they're expecting him to come up with $224,000. To be honest, I don't know where they expect him to get it from. How many people do you know with a spare $224,000? Many of you probably don't know anyone, which is totally understandable because that's a lot of money. And so I'm not sure if they want him to liquidate his 401k if he has one. And maybe they're assuming that all the residents are ridiculously rich because nothing else makes sense to me to ask someone to come up with six figures overnight. And then the monthly maintenance has also doubled, as they mentioned. So I'm wondering what you think. You all who are listening out there, is there any reason they could justify doubling the maintenance expense overnight? And When I see these clips, when I read articles, it really makes me believe that they want to push people out and that there's a greater plan at work, because there's no way they could reasonably think you can ask somebody for that much money and they'll be able to produce it overnight, especially in this economy. It just doesn't make sense. And the thing is, it gets worse. And I'm telling you, you will not believe how much other units are being charged in this building and what these folks are spending the money on. And the response that this 79-year-old man got from somebody about his situation, it was extremely upsetting, and I believe you're going to feel the same. So let's check that out.
According to Condo Docs, assessments in Mediterranean Village in Williams Island, where Konitz lives, are as high as $400,000 for just one apartment. Projects budgeted for his building include everything from consultants to roofing, concrete restoration, elevator modernization, termite treatment, and $700,000 alone for landscaping.
Somebody also told me, well, if you're not able to pay, you shouldn't be living here.
So over $400,000 for one apartment. The question I have is, why do they need to pay for everything at the same time? And the fact that someone said, if he's not able to pay, don't live there, is just completely disrespectful. Now, I want you to think about this, you who are listening out there. If you had an elderly family member who was put in a position where they had to pay $224,000 out of nowhere, you wouldn't respond and say, if you can't afford it, you shouldn't live here. If it was you in that situation, you'd be as shocked as he is, because it's just not right. And it's unfortunate to me, and it's really amazing how people can lack so much empathy for what others are going through. It's really unfortunate. And so him and the other residents did not have sufficient time to even try to prepare for this kind of expense. I don't know how you prepare for a surprise six-figure expense. I don't know what you do and how you get out of that. And this is why I always encourage you to be careful with condos, because something like this can happen and there's nothing you can do about it. So that's just a tough situation. Now, many of you are probably thinking, okay, the best way out for this man is to sell the condo so that someone else can deal with the problems and pay for the assessment, etc. Unfortunately, it's not that simple, and here's why.
The assessments at Williams Island can't be passed on to a potential buyer. Konitz has had his condo on the market and has dropped the price several times. He was turned down for a reverse mortgage by a lender due to strict condo rules.
Maybe I can give it away for pennies on the dollar.
So one thing that's clear is that the assessment cost will be passed on to the next buyer. Now, why would somebody buy a condo knowing that their actual cost is whatever the purchase price is plus an additional $234,000 because of the special assessment? Personally, I don't see the benefit to the buyer, and I really feel bad for folks in the position this man is in, because it's going to be extremely difficult to sell. And he also mentioned giving away the property for pennies on the dollar, and unfortunately, that might be what he has to do. And we also don't know if he purchased the property in cash when he first bought it, or if he has a mortgage on it. Overall, this is just a really terrible situation. And they showed the $134,000 assessment on the Miami condo. And in my opinion, there's going to be many more listings with those ridiculous special assessments included, because the cost simply goes to the buyer and people are just desperate to get out. That's just what's going on here. And, you know, it's just really heartbreaking to me that people are experiencing this. The news is sharing just a fraction of those who are suffering. And I see new clips and things like this almost every week, it feels like. But we need to understand why this is happening all over Florida. It's very important for us to have the context. And again, as a reminder, the last story is one you don't want to miss. So make sure you stick around to the end. That's coming up very soon.
He is not alone. This listing at the Cricket Club in North Miami discloses a $134,000 assessment. A new Florida law enacted after the 2021 collapse of the Champlain Towers in Surfside mandates increased building inspections and reserve funding for condo buildings. The rules come with a hefty price tag, for owners of older buildings.
Have you ever seen numbers like this?
No.
Susie Friedel has been a realtor for 50 years. She's a mediator for the Miami Board of Realtors and the Florida Supreme Court.
What is the assessment on the apartment that you have for sale?
Just about $290,000. There needs to be assessments. The problem is they've done too much at one time. The boards have gotten so nervous about all this that now they're doing everything at once.
There is no comment on camera from the association. In a brief phone conversation, association president Mike Siegel said, quote, "We wouldn't be doing it if we didn't have to. It's not like we're stealing people's money."
You know, the board does what they want.
The position you're in, what do?
Pray.
Now, I understand why there are increased building inspections and reserve funding requirements. The problem is that it's not being executed properly. You can't simply pass on the cost to people who don't have the money and expect that the problem is simply going to be fixed overnight. It didn't take overnight to get in the situation they're in right now. And I've covered other people experiencing similar issues on the podcast, and passing on the cost to people and expecting them to fork over tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars is not the solution, and it's not sustainable. In my opinion, the government should have come up with a better way to go about it, since they're the ones who wanted to have these unrealistic requirements, which impact the average person and the elderly the most. And I also find it funny that the condo president wouldn't come on camera because they know they're wrong. They are absolutely stealing people's money. And for the majority of people, it's money they either don't have or can't actually afford to spend if they do have it, because they'll be left with nothing. I believe the people on the association board should be immediately fired or immediately resign. And the question I have is, why weren't the associations making sure they had enough money in reserves over the years? Something does not add up here, and it doesn't make any sense to me. So this next story was really upsetting. And again, if you've been listening for a while, one of the things I really don't like is when elders are negatively impacted by things like property tax increases, home insurance increases, things they cannot control. Many of those folks are on fixed incomes. Many are out of their working years and physically cannot work. And so it's not right for anyone, especially our elderly population, to be hit with these kind of expenses. So let's check out this next clip.
This area ain't no big money here.
The perils of living in paradise taking a toll on Rafina Capelli. She's lived in her St. Petersburg condo for nearly 30 years, but tonight a deadline is looming. In 4 days, the first installment of her $1,200 assessment is due.
I was shocked because I didn't think it was going to be that high.
An unwelcome surprise, the notice sent to residents just 3 weeks ago.
We never were told that it was going to be that much. Your condo has been kicking the can down the road for years, and Florida condos have allowed their reserves to go away.
So they were notified 3 weeks ago of having to make a surprise payment of thousands of dollars. Let that sink in. If someone told you that in a few weeks, you'll need to start making monthly payments of $1,200 per month over a certain period of time, how would you respond? Let's just look at the facts of where we are right now in America. Money is tight for a lot of people out there. Some of you listening, money might be tight as well. And most working people would not be able to suddenly pay a $1,200 monthly expense. So how in the world do they expect the elderly to do it? And so my biggest issue with this is people don't have time to come up with the money or some sort of plan. So what do they think is going to happen? What do they really think is going to happen? We're going to find ourselves in a situation where elderly people who have nowhere else to go and everyday people are going to be struggling to sell their condos. And it's a shame. It's a shame. And I really cannot believe it's happening. And it's really why I share these stories so you all can be aware and you can look out for those you know who might be in this type of situation. Now, you won't believe what an attorney had to say about people who are in this situation. In my opinion, I thought it was completely insensitive, and I'm really surprised that the news even included it in their coverage.
What should someone do if they're in this situation?
So they have to find a way to find the money.
Finn says unpaid assessment fees come with serious consequences.
The board can and will impose a lien upon the condo and ultimately sell it in foreclosure, and they'll lose their own home.
Rafina says her payment plan will help, but options still limited to cover the cost.
Do you have any hope
that things are going to change out here? No, it's not going to change.
So tonight, some attorneys worried that a wave of foreclosures could be on the horizon. As for those who are unable to pay their assessment, financing may be an option, but some may have to make that difficult decision to sell.
So in just about every episode that's related to something like this, my question is, several times throughout the episode, where are people supposed to find the money? And here comes this dude saying that they have to find a way to get the money. Like, what is he talking about? Does money fall out of the sky? Like, does money show up under the mattress? Does money come in the mail by surprise? I just don't get it. And so, you know, what's going to happen is there's going to be a lot of people who get liens on their condos and end up in foreclosure. And the foreclosure will tank their credit and they'll be left with nothing. And it's going to be really hard to start over if there's not some sort of reform put in place. So just wanted to stop by really quick and share with you what's going on and what people in Florida are going through. And it's just really unfortunate. So I'll continue to provide coverage and keep you all updated on what's going on. But thank you so much. I really appreciate all of you taking time to listen today. And if you haven't already, be sure to leave a rating and review. It goes a long way. Thank you all so much. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.